For thousands of years, the wall stood tall. But this time, the wildlings came stronger than ever. Giants, mammoths, and an army of over 100 clans. And the Night's Watch? Only 108 brothers left to defend. While the main force marched from the north, Tormund had already led a raid party over the wall, sneaking around Castle Black from the south. Sam and a few men were reinforcing the gate, unaware that Ygritte had spotted everything. Suddenly, the horn blew, not from the front, but from inside the walls. Tormund struck first. The real plan was revealed, a two-sided ambush. The southern wall was nearly empty. Ygritte provided cover, and the raiders break through. The commander rushed down to help, leaving command to a cowardly ex-City Watch captain. Disaster. He panicked, gave useless orders, and froze when the giants charged. Jon Snow stepped up. He had Gren send the coward away, and took command himself. Jon's first move? Tie ropes to the archers, let them leap down to shoot wildlings climbing the wall. It worked. Bodies fell like snow. But the giants changed everything. Their arrows pierced steel. Men were dying fast. Inside the castle, chaos. Tormund was unstoppable. The Fen leader cut down everything in sight. Ygritte picked them off from the shadows, and the coward hiding in Gilly's room. Meanwhile, outside the tunnel, giants and mammoths tried ripping the gates apart. Jon ordered fire barrels dropped. One mammoth fled, a giant chased, and was killed by a massive crossbow bolt. But the second giant lifted the gate with brute strength. Gren and his men stood firm. They recited their Night's Watch oath, even as the giant charged. Inside, Thorne returned, but was quickly taken down by Tormund. Sam rushed to the wall, begging Jon for help. Jon passed command to Ed, rode the lift down, and joined the fight. He freed Ghost, his direwolf, and things started to turn. Then came the final showdown, Jon versus the Fen leader. Jon got slammed, choked, nearly killed, but in one last move, he spit blood into the man's eyes, grabbed a hammer, and crushed his skull. Then, he saw her, Ygritte, arrow drawn, tears falling. She couldn't shoot, but someone else could. An arrow struck her from the side. The boy who lost his parents had his revenge. Ygritte collapsed into Jon's arms. She wanted to say so much, but couldn't. They had belonged to each other only in that cave. Away from war, away from duty. She was the fire in his frozen world, and now that fire had gone out.